Hello?
Hi, hello. My name is Jenny and I'm calling you from Opinion Research. Today we are talking to people in the Glenwood Springs area about taxes, services. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Oh, thank you. Local services and possible ballot issues on the upcoming November's election. Your feedback is valued and needed for decisions to be made. Do you live in the city of Glenwood Springs?
Yes.
Thank you. And are you registered to vote at this address in Colorado?
Yes.
Thank you. Are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Thank you. Overall, how would you rate the quality of life in the Glenwood Springs? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Excellent.
Thank you. Is your opinion of the Glenwood Springs City Council very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Neutral.
Okay. How would you rate the overall quality of condition of the streets and roads in Glenwood Springs? Would you say it's excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Good.
And which of these three statements best applies to the streets and roads near where you live? Statement A, the city has done a good job keeping them in good condition. Statement 2, the city has made repairs and fixes, but they are in the need of more repairs. Statement 3, no repairs or fixes have been made, and they are in bad condition.
I would say 2.
Thank you. How would you rate the overall level of taxes and fees you pay as a resident of Glenwood Springs? Given the level of services provided by your local and state government, would you say that this is much too high, somewhat too high, about right, or a bit low?
About right.
Okay. As you may have heard or read, the city of Glenwood Springs is considering a ballot issue this November asking voters to either renew or replace a soon-to-expire local 1.5-cent sales tax that generates money for street maintenance and repair. Please cast your vote as yes or no on each of the following three separated options. Option 1. Would you vote yes or no to renew the 1.5-cent sales tax and add an additional 1.5 cents for a total of 1 cent to provide funds needed to pay for all streets and road maintenance and service repairs for the next 20 years, as well as cover costs for replacing deteriorating water and sewer pipes under the streets when a full replacement of the streets is needed? Will you vote yes or vote no?
Vote yes.
All right. Option 2. Would you vote yes or no to renew the 1.5-cent sales tax and add an additional 1/4 cent to a total of 3/4 to provide funds needed to pay for all street and road maintenance and surface repair for the next 20 years? Vote yes or vote no?
Yes.
Thank you. Would you vote yes or no to continue the 1.5-cent sales tax for the next 20 years that funds city street and road maintenance?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Next, do you agree or disagree with this statement that opponents to whether sales tax increase ballot issue the city puts forth this November might make? The statement says, taxes are high enough already, and we cannot trust the city government or the politicians to spend this money either as promised or without wasting it. Do you agree or disagree to that statement?
Disagree.
Okay. Lastly, here are a few statements that supporters of the local sales tax for road maintenance and street repairs might make. Rate each as very persuasive reason to vote yes on the sales tax ballot, or somewhat persuasive reason, or not at all persuasive reason to vote yes on the sales tax ballot. The first statement says, Glenwood Springs weather is tough on roads, So we need to continually work and maintain and stay on top of fixing damage before it gets much worse and costs more. Would you say very persuasive reason? So what persuasive reason or not at all persuasive reason?
Somewhat persuasive.
Thank you. By voting yes for the full 1 cent sales tax, the future cost of replacing aging, leaky water and sewer pipes will be shifted away from homeowners and their water bills onto the sales tax, where the cost is shared with non-residents, making purchases in Glenwood Springs who drive on our streets. Go ahead.
What are the options?
Very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not at all persuasive?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Voting yes for a full 1 cent sales tax means that when the city needs to do a full replacement of its street and the aging pipes below, that work can be done faster on a larger portion of the street, meaning less overall disruption to neighbors than is currently necessary.
Somewhat.
Thank you. A significant proportion of the sales tax money from Glenwood Springs roads is paid by non-residents who make purchases here. We get good roads and streets, and outsiders who use them contribute.
Somewhat.
Thank you. Unless the residents of Glenwood Springs agree to pay the road maintenance and repairs, there is very little money from the state or federal government to keep our streets in good shape. It is up to the local community to take care of itself.
Somewhat.
Thank you. The full 1 cent sales tax option provides additional money to do a full roadway and under the street infrastructure repair all at once, so that when the streets are turned on and replaced, the deteriorating water and sewer pipes underneath, some of which are 70 years old, can also be replaced.
Somewhat.
Thank you. The city's public works department has a solid record of accomplishment, maintenance and fixing and replacing damaged streets. They can be trusted to continue doing this needed work.
Somewhat.
Since the cost of construction materials for road repairs is up significantly, since voter last approved the 1.5 cent sales tax nearly 20 years ago, a 1/4 cent increase in the local sales tax is now needed to generate the money to keep pace and ensure all needed maintenance repairs projects can be done.
Somewhat.
I appreciate it. Voting yes to increase the sales tax above its current 1.5 cent level provides more money to improve sidewalks, crosswalks, signage, and bike lanes, which will increase safety and walking and biking in Glenwood Springs.
Somewhat.
Thank you. 100% of all money raised by the street sales tax goes toward maintenance and replacing roads and streets in the city. By law, the sales tax revenue cannot be diverted to other uses.
Somewhat.
Thank you so much. Having heard all of this information on both sides, would you vote yes or no on each of the following options? Option 1, to renew the 1.5 cent sales tax and add an additional 1.5 cent for a total of 1 cent to provide funds needed to pay for all street and road maintenance and surface repair for the next 20 years, as well as cover costs for replacing deteriorating water repairs for the next 20 years. As well as cover costs of replacing deteriorated water and sewer pipes under the street when a full replacement of the street is needed. Would you vote yes or no to that?
Yes.
Thank you. Option 2, to renew the 1.5 cent sales tax and add an additional 1/4 cent to a total up of 3/4 to provide funds needed to pay for all the streets and road maintenance and surface repair for the next 20 years.
Thanks for that. See ya. Yes.
Okay, as well to cover costs of replacing deteriorating water repairs for the next 20 years. Would you vote yes or no to that?
Yes.
Thank you. Option three, to continue the 1.5 cent sales tax for the next, for 20 years that funds city street and road maintenance.
Yes.
Thank you. And finally, if voters approve any of these three sales tax ballots, would you support or oppose allowing the city to borrow against future sales tax revenue in order to get the money up front to speed up road repair and replacement projects and contract for repairs at today's construction prices rather than future rising prices?
Support.
Thank you. And just to make sure, what is your gender?
Male.
Thank you. Could you please tell me if your age is between 18 and 39, 40 and 54, 55 and 64, or 65 and over?
18 and 39.
Thank you. How long have you lived in Glenwood Springs? Would you say 0 to 5 years, 6 to 10, 11 to 20, 21 to 30, or more than 30 years?
More than 30 years.
Thank you. Do you own or rent the current place of residence?
Own.
All right. Well, these were all the questions that I had for you today. Thank you so much for your patience and for helping me out.
Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.